Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man.
It's Friday. Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are. If you are just joining us for the first time today, where you been? You missed Charles Barkley's weekly visit with the show, Dukes and Bell, brought to you by our friends at Redmont Vodka and Redmont Gin. Charles had some interesting things to say. All the interviews online at odyssey.com. Joe Patrick stopped by as well, our Braves insider. And speaking of the Braves, score update, Mike, 4-2. Braves are winning. We'll keep you updated, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more here in about 40 minutes when we go around the yard. But it's been an interesting day. And, you know, as Joe Patrick was saying, man, we just want to build and hopefully stay, keep our head above water while all this stuff is going on.
We'll tell you about it because Ender actually has been on a nice little run, and then he kind of hurts himself on the base pad. So we'll tell you about that coming up at 5:40.
All right, man, let's talk about what's going on with the Falcons. And first, let's start with this report, Mike, because you talked about this in our Blitz segment earlier today, that some Falcon players, all right, released through a statement through the NFL Players Association, are going to skip voluntary, I want to be clear, voluntary right. workouts.
So, yeah. So the word, ahead. They made it sound like the entire team is, but according to the what we're hearing, and D-Led said, you know, they issued the statement, many of our Falcons, they're about the Falcons, but many of our players will decide to exercise their right to not be there, Carl, in the voluntary offseason program. And much of this is about the concerns about COVID protocols. Now, I got to be honest with you. They were able to get in last year, and they did, you know, with the exception of what? What happened to Tennessee? We talked about how the Ravens and Steelers had to jump through hoops with COVID. But for the most part, the league, much like all the other major sports, came through it. Now, all of a sudden, you guys can't, as we're sort of perhaps now, as guys get vaccinations, coming out of the tunnel, right, with COVID.
Yeah.
Now they're going to say they feel unsafe entering the facility. In a year after we had so many soft tissue injuries, now they say injury data and game performance last year show that a virtual offseason is better.
Really?
I call crap. If you don't want to play the owner's game, if you don't like the voluntary part of this, and just say that. If you don't like your CBA that apparently just passed by a small majority, just say that. But don't use COVID, Carl, to me, as some kind of like, well, that's our excuse. I don't buy that. And it's not all the players. It says many. So there are going to be – it's not unanimous. I don't like the fact the new team has got everybody not on the same page either. I'd rather have everybody hate this rule and do it or not. But anyway, some guys will be working out at Flower Branch, Carl, and some will not.
I don't like it because of one reason. We have a new coach and a new staff. And I know many of you are going to say, well, it was voluntary workouts. It's a building process. Imagine climbing stairs. And ultimately, when you get to the top, that's the start of the season. But the off season is all about building and inputting and making sure that everybody's on the same page as you start to make your way up these stairs. So voluntary workout starts with, you know, implementing some of this stuff. And then you get to the OTAs. And then you get to camp. And then you get to that process where, all right, we're getting ready for our first game. We have a new staff, new coach. That's why this is bothering me a little bit. And to Mike's point, last year they went out of their ways to make sure, hey, we got to find a way to do this. I don't know. There's something about it. And maybe it doesn't bother you. Maybe it's not a big deal. Here's what I don't want to hear. Excuses. I don't want to hear about, well, you know, the guys didn't really have a lot of time to work together. And, you know, I mean, some of these workouts got cut short. Don't want to hear it.
Hey, and by the way, they're spinning the way the Players Association is spinning this math, and I talk about a bunch of crap. They're saying they had 800 less missed time injuries last year
because of this.
Because you didn't do the, because then there was not extra wear and tear during April, May, the mini camps,
you're
all that stuff.
You're not hitting anybody, Mike.
But that's my thing. First off, I mean, did you watch? All you have to be is a fantasy football owner. Half of the stars were out last year because of injuries. Are you telling me there's no correlation with the fact they didn't have the usual ramp up to the season? And now you're saying, oh, no, actually last year, less guys got hurt. You guys, are, I mean, look, if you don't like this deal, I'm sorry, you signed it. I'm sorry that some guys, remember last year when this went down 2 years ago, Carl, some guys were like, oh, what did I just vote for? Yeah, maybe you want to talk to your agent about this. I mean, you cannot sign a document and then go play Babe in the Woods. If you don't like the voluntary, and you and I said it yesterday, hey, boss is having a company picnic. Well, is it mandatory? No, it's voluntary. You know, I mean, yeah, we all been there and put it in my contract. I'm with you. Look, on one level, I agree with them. I'm having a problem with their flawed logic or how they're trying to make excuses for it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Come on, Snit. You got to be there. Come on, Snit. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. So that's one aspect that again, and if it doesn't bother you, and maybe it's not a big deal, so be it. Here's all I want. This is all I want. This is all I'm asking for. Can we get the best Falcon football team we can possibly have in 2021?
Right. And I hate the rookies coming into this, too. Now the rookies come into this nonsense. Like, what do I do? What do I do?
That's all I want. I mean, it's all I want. I just
now, when you have a rookie mini, now the rookie, now are the rookies going to be subjected to the same? Are they going to get strong on by the union?
Well, I mean, mandatory rookie mini camp? Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm with Carl. I mean, we have this. I mean, again, we've talked about this a million times, and I've heard Randy Mack talk about it. It's a bunch of bull. Then why do they do it? Why do we do it?
I ask the question all the time. All the time.
I mean, what? They just want to keep tabs on you? I don't know. I mean, I why would they do this? Why would they turn the lights on? Why would they have, let's get the weight room open. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, these guys, let's be honest, Carl. It's not like the old days. Like, remember Art Donovan? You'd show up and you'd take salt pills to drop 40 pounds at camp. These guys are pretty much training 24/7, all year round. But it just irks me because, to Carl's point, you'd like to see with the new regime everybody getting on the same page. Now, some of these guys in Falcon uniforms won't be here next year. We know that. But I'm with Carl. It kind of takes a little steam out of your stride to hear that today.
404-741-0929. That is part of what's going on. Obviously, that may or may not have a big effect on, how this team responds on the season. But these are it's the little things. It's the little things that add up. So let's talk about this draft board and something Mike and I are going to do here over the next week or so. And we're going to, kind of stack our board. We'll do it a couple of different days next week. We'll do it leading up to the draft on April 29th so that you guys can see what we're thinking. Now, the mock drafts are one thing, but literally Dukes and Bell, here's our board right now. And then we'll do one, leading into the draft. And it may look different. It might look similar. Some things might not change. But what's your draft board right now? Give me your 1 through 7, Mike. Because, again, I'm going to assume we're picking 4. So I just want to see what you're going to do after and what happens after. But give me your top 7 right now.
It's chalk right now at quarterback. As you guys know, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. I think the 49ers go Justin Fields. I think Kyle Shanahan breaks our heart all over again. And then at four, we either try to trade down to the Broncos because the Bengals are going to – I'll make a trade right now. I can trade to the Broncos. The Bengals are going to go Penei Sewell. The Dolphins are going to go wide receiver. The Lions may go wide receiver. Carolina might try to move up with the Bengals or something to try to get Trey Lance. And then Denver wants a corner, but you told me with your radio conversation in Denver, they may want Trey Pitts or Kyle Pitts and his cousin. But Trey Lance, here's the question. Do you want to, there's no way we take Trey Lance at 4, right?
I don't want Trey Lance.
Well, then we trade down. I'm telling you, we trade down. If it's going to be Trevor.
I don't want him.
There's no way Mac Jones.
I want what I want, Mike.
There's no way that Mac Jones goes at 3. Kyle Shanahan is going to break our hearts for a second time.
No.
Yes, he is.
No! And I don't Fields, want him to.
And Fields will be a star in San Francisco in that offense.
Don't say that.
Yes,
don't
he
say
will.
That. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you, if the Broncos make a move and they trade with us, right, and they pick 4 and they take Trey Lance, okay, and then we pick 9, it changes how we view this draft. Because, again, if you had all these guys we've been talking about, whether it was Sewell or Pitts, I think they're gone, okay? But at nine now, Mike, what are you doing if you were to do that deal?
Let's do it right. Let's play the game. Let's do it right now, Carl. And by the way, I also got a second rounder out of the Broncos. I got a first, second, third, a fourth, and next year's second to move back to nine. So let's see what we got here. Penei Sewell to the Bengals. We mentioned that Kyle Pitts now goes to the Dolphins.
Gone.
Rashawn Slater to the Lions. Patrick Surtain. Well, that's kind of strange. See, this is what sucks about these websites. You see the Broncos. I think the Panthers might want to get Trey Lance. Are they committed to Sam Darnold? Because they're taking Patrick Surtain. So right now we got our choice. But we got a lot of options here. We could go with Jamar. We don't need a wide receiver.
No. What's the best option? The best option. Stack your board. What's the best option?
The Broncos traded with us and they took Trey Lance. So right now the best option for us would be J.C. Horn at 12.
Okay.
He's a 12th overall ranked. Now he's ranked 12. Because Patrick Surtain is gone. But I mean, or as Archer brought up yesterday, Christian Darrisaw, the tackle out of Virginia Tech. That would be a bit of a reach. See, that's the thing. If we just bear with me, guys. I know this is like wonkish draft crap, but if we started to go back and move our way back, do you have a problem going all the way back to 15 in the Patriots?
How much are we getting? If we're getting Mike,
well, no. We could literally get two extra pairs of second, third, and fourth rounders and seconds and thirds next year.
I don't have a problem with that. Now, I know some guys, and by the way, I've gotten this as well. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report. It's always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, they got all sorts of great deals, as you guys know that. They got the wings. They got the bread twist. But three-topping pizzas, $7.99. And don't forget now the pizza tracker. With Domino's, guys, see how quickly your pizza is being made right there to your house. Follow it on the street. Go to Domino's.com tonight.
So I've been getting this, too. Dukes and Bell. Dukes, I've been hearing you. Mike's talking about all these picks. And guys are saying, yeah, we got all these picks, but, you know, how does that make us better? And I just want to explain this. Having the picks doesn't make us better, okay? But having the flexibility of the numbers of picks gives us a chance, wait for it, to not get it right. The more, the merrier. So
contact sport, right? More swings you're taking, right?
Put this in context. It's not that, all these picks are going to help us win. It's, okay, you know what? I got 2 seconds, 2/3, 2/4. I got another first rounder next year.
Oh, and by the way,
can make a mistake. I'm not saying they will, but it happens. And guess what? It doesn't hurt me as much as if I only take one guy at 4 and he doesn't pan out. How much does that hurt us versus having 6 or 7 potential picks and guys that can really play in the second and third and fourth round?
Right. Now, the 49ers take Fields. Why don't we trade back? Unless you guys love Trey Lance. And I know none of you guys want us to take Mac Jones there. Sure, it's just logical. There's more value to be had. And, oh, by the way, the other part of it is, Carl, with those extra picks, guys, we can move up to get the guys. How many of you guys want Javonte Williams, right? He's at the end of the first round. I mean, if you want to get that running back, we got Mike Davis, but that's a stopgap. You need offensive linemen. You got all those big studs, guys, we've been talking about all this last few weeks from the SEC schools, from Ohio State, from Notre Dame.
Yep.
You got all those guys, and then we got corners. Now, all the good corners go early. So, I mean, but we need these things. Guys, we need safeties. We need an edge rusher / outside linebacker. We need all of this stuff. You're not going to be able to fix this team by just picking one guy at 4.
And not only that. The other part of this, and accumulating picks, and again, we don't know if they're going to do this. We're just talking about stacking our board. We're going to do that next week. We'll do it leading up to the draft. One, because it's fun, and we want to compare our boards to yours. But the thing is, Mike, you're also building for the future. You're going to get, with that amount of picks, okay, mm-hmm. Let's just say the maximum amount that we could have, 2, 2, 2, 2, you're going to get your future starting safeties, your future starting whatever you want.
Right.
Building, and remember, drafting them is the cheapest way. At some point, some of these guys turn into studs, and you got to pay them.
Right.
So drafting allows you to maneuver the cap with what you still have, which, again, give me more. So that's the benefit. I'm not saying it's going to work because you still got to get the right guys, but I just want to lay that out because I've been getting that, all these picks, it doesn't work that way. Okay.
To me, Trey Lance is as risky as a guy like Davis Mills. I haven't got a small sample size. Now, I know that Trey Lance has got a huge upside, and there might be a team that falls in love with him. I don't know, man. I just, to me, getting a guy like a Davis Mills or a Kyle Trask in the later rounds and doing all the things you just talked about, that intrigues me as a Falcon fan to address so many needs and then and also have extra picks in the early rounds next year for Fontenot to work with. Again, all this stuff we're talking about could be all academic if they've already got a quarterback locked in at four.
Let's give you a chance to win some money right now. Wage, W-A-G-E. Wage is the word. Text it to 72881. That's 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Be our lucky winner this hour in the 5 o'clock hour on Dukes and Bell. All the rules and regulations at 92.9thegame.com.
Guy just hit us up going, you guys really think this paper-thin Falcons team is going to win this year? No, we're talking about stocking the – guys, we don't even have enough to field a football team right now. You guys, you know what? Don't irk me. It's a Friday. I'm in a good mood. Go win $1,000. Hit wage to 72881. Go drink our beer. Our watermelon lime is everywhere. Becky just came from Kedron's World of Beverage, Carl.
Hey!
You don't have to make a big wage. Well, our beer isn't cheap, but it's worth it. Go get our Dukes and Bell Hey Man watermelon lime. It's out there everywhere. And by the way, Carl, liquor stores and pack stores are loading up on it.
They are. Matter of fact, big shout out. Let me make sure I get their name right.
And saw speaking, that picture, yeah.
Yeah, man. And speaking of all the folks talking about we can't win, we got to talk about this. We got to talk. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this. It's time for us to address this. And I want to hear from some of you because everybody is always, oh, we ain't going to win. Big shout out to Jackie's Fine Wine and Spirits off of Johnson Ferry Road. That's here in Marietta, Johnson's Ferry. Mm-hmm. Guys, they ordered a bunch of cases. They got both watermelon lime, the regular Hey Man Ale, which is our blonde ale. Thank you guys to Jackie's Fine Wine and Spirits and all the package stores that have embraced Hey Man Ale. We're coming back. Strong Arm Story of the Day next.
Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
All right, we got to talk about this, Mike Bell. You just said it before we went to break. You know, some guys are so down on what's going to happen with this team. We ain't winning nothing. We ain't going to do nothing, right? All the guys we talk to all the time, and we're talking about our Falcons guys, you feel like that they're not going to do anything. I think the more important question is, why do you feel that way? I'm going to tell you why they feel this way, Mike. They feel this way because they still think they're in a relationship with the former coach and general manager.
They gone.
She's gone. She's gone. She's left. Gone. Okay? She's gone.
Right.
And so why are you in this mindset, Falcon fans, that, well, we ain't going to do nothing. When Mike Bell, she's gone.
That's it. Now, again, I'm not referring to Dimitrov specifically. We're just talking about the regime. It's just, but anyway, guys, they're gone. The dudes are out, and we may go quarterback. You guys may be dancing in the streets if you wanted, again, Trey Lance. I don't think we get a shot at Justin Fields. But, Carl,
we've
always moved up with the girls that have left us. We've always moved up. Now, I believe, is the time to move down. I mean, the Dolphins, we've talked about this a million times, guys. We have a lot of holes. And a guy hit us up on Twitter. He goes, you really think we're winning anything next year? I go, well, we do have a new approach, a new regime. You know, we got a new coach who might actually know what to do with some of this talent, unlike the previous offensive coordinator. But
she's gone.
But exactly. Guys, we need to restock this team. This team is thin at so many areas. We ran it up the flagpole. It didn't work. Now, we can't get rid of Matt and Julio next year. We could probably move on from Julio a year from now. But we got Matt at least for two more years. So what are we doing in the meantime? Let's make this team as – and I disagree that we still can't try to make a run for the playoffs this year. It's going to require knocking it out of the park in the draft like we did in 16.
But why is it always got to be so much damn gloom and doom? No. Why can't we feel something special coming?
It's Atlanta.
But you know what? It's time to change.
I know.
It's time to change.
I know.
It's always doom and gloom and lose and woo, woo, woo.
Hey.
Why can't it be something special?
We had dudes last night. Guys.
Can't you feel it, Mike? Why can't it be something special in the air? Why can't we flip the script and do something extraordinary? Why is it always doom and gloom? Right. Feel it in the air.
We've done it before, guys. We did it in 08. that guy that we liked initially but didn't like anymore did it. The general manager did a nice job that year. I'm with you. Bro, we had guys last night after the Hawks game. Damn Hawks. I know. We didn't have everybody. It was an embarrassing loss on national TV. We hung in. It felt like we got like blown out by 40. I mean, it's like this is collective. I know you and I talk about it, Carl. Atlanta-itis. But as far as the Falcons, I don't know what exactly this regime is going to do because we've never seen these guys pick a quarterback or pick a top five pick before. I know that everybody and their uncle seems to have a plan on what we're supposed to do. Some guys, Carl, say we're supposed to go into a shell and suck for 2 years. I can't abide that.
I can't either. Matter of fact, that's where you are. You have allowed this relationship to damage you mentally to the point where you can't let go even though she's gone out of the door. Let it go. Why am I whispering? Let it go.
Remember the all those Mr. Jaws records where they would take songs from the 70s and they would like to interslice it? That's what you're just doing. Nice job, by the way, Chris the engineer.
But let it go. But that's the deal, man. Seriously. Like, this isn't Quinn. This isn't Dimitrov. This isn't anybody that's been here over the last 5 years. All right. They're all gone. Trust me. I wanted Dirk gone 2 seasons ago. He's gone.
Well, how about this? What if, just to say what if, okay, guys? I get it. There's a big chunk of the audience listening right now that really wants Fields, and that's all they want it for. What if the Mac Jones stuff is real? What if Shanahan really does want to go down that road? Then we're set. Then we take Fields, and then we may still suck, but we're going to have the quarterback of the future. See, that's the thing. I just think the more and more you and I have gone round and round on this, we spent more time on the top, you know, first two or three, four or five picks than we've ever had in any other draft. Carl, I just feel that we move down, it gives us a better chance. As you said and described, it's a contact sport, throwing darts. The more chances you got, the better we'll be. The Dolphins, now I know they didn't make the playoffs last year, but they're a team that's on the come. There are teams that have done it this way. Bill Belichick's done it for 2 decades. I just think you guys got to get out of the mindset of locking onto one athlete at 4 and think about all the things we could do by trading out of the top 5.
And get out of the mindset of losing.
That's a power balance.
It's going to last forever. We ain't never going to do anything.
When did this turn into like couple skate? What
the hell's Arthur Smith a shot. Give Terry Fontenot a shot. Can we do that?
Joey Joseph 563, that's his tag on Twitch, says, Carl and Mike, we have a new regime that doesn't embrace the suck.
No, they don't. Nobody's talking about sucking anything, okay? Anything, okay?
Easy, Tiger.
I don't want anybody to be talking about sucking anything.
Hey, now.
It's the truth, Mike. Mm-hmm. So this is a part of our psyche. This is therapy for us. We have to acknowledge it. Atlanta, we've got to talk about it, and we've got to let it go. I'm tired of running into people who just automatically go, dog, you know we ain't going to do nothing. Damn! Can we have a little optimism and give a little bit of positivity to the people who are now in charge? What have they done to make you feel like, dog, we ain't going to do nothing? Nothing. Nothing. They've done nothing to make you feel that way. You're living in the past.
Right.
And it just pisses me off, Mike, because it's all we hear from guys all the time. You know we ain't going to do that. Why?
Oh, by the way, Chris, you don't have Jethro Tull's living in the past ready on cue. No, I think we're all conditioned, and I think the other part of it, you just touched on it. I think there's this feeling of dread that no matter what happens in 2 weeks with the draft, that we're not going to get it right. But there's no reason, guys. Well, can we at least let Mr. Fontenot and Mr. Smith make these decisions and see how it goes? We don't know it. Anybody who wants to crap on, I don't get this. What, you don't like the Saints? Well, okay, so what? I don't understand how you guys have seen anything or could even possibly know what Fontenot is going to do so you can crap on it. Can we at least let the process play out? And then if you want to be that stupid idiot blog that'll be written on Monday after the draft weekend, Carl, give the Falcons a D-. You know, all that crap. You know, that. And when there's no way of knowing what these guys are going to be until at least 2 or 3 years at minimum.
404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. It's Friday. I'm in a good mood.
Me too.
I got my Hey Man L watermelon lime ready for the weekend. You need to get some. Bottom line is, you should be in a good mood. Nothing has been won or lost. We've not played one game. But yet all I hear is, we ain't going to do nothing. Oh, they're going to screw the draft up. Oh, they're going to do this. They're going to do that. Give them a shot. You gave other guys a chance.
long time before you wanted to run him out of town. So that's all I'm saying about this whole process.
Give us free.
Give us a chance, all right?
Right.
She's gone. All right, find Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, this radio station, 929, The Game. By the way, the poll is up. It's been up today. It's pretty funny and it's kind of interesting when it comes to the poll because it has to do with this fast food run that I went on today. And lots of people chiming in on this. But here's the thing, and one guy hit me up, he said, if you don't expect to get a free meal after waiting in a long fast food line, have some pride, like, but have some self-value. And that's what's funny about this. People are like, I would never ask for a free meal. Well, then you're a sucker.
What do you mean?
Okay? I mean, seriously. You're going to wait in line for 40 minutes, 35 minutes, Mike, and get up to the front of the line and go, just give me my food.
Well, let's be honest. That's why Chick-fil-A is worth paying the extra couple of bucks. Chick-fil-A. How about if you're in line more than 2 minutes at Chick-fil-A? Hey, thank you for waiting. Here's a free sandwich. That happens all the time.
They do a great job. All right.
Well, rhymes with frop eyes doesn't operate that way.
I didn't want to single out anybody. The poll is up. If you're asked to pull up and wait more than 10 or 15 minutes for your fast food, what do you deserve? A free side? Maybe a dessert? Coupon for a next visit, free meal, or you get nothing. 20% of the people said you get nothing.
I think you should probably make a run to McDonald's before you get in the Popeyes drive-thru lane. And then you got some chicken nuggets to eat to get through. And then eventually, now the problem is it's the greatest chicken sandwich in the world, but they make you, again, they make you suffer to get it.
All right, man, we got plenty more to get to. Can you imagine being in Popeye's line while you're eating McDonald's?
Hey, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to go around the yard. The game's not done, but we got a lot to talk about with the Braves. We'll get you a score update as well. It's Dukes and Bell. So what's going on with the Braves today? Well, they're actually playing pretty good in Chicago, Mike, and hopefully they can pull out a win. Game's not over yet. We thought it might be. It was an early start today. You know, those games up there in Chicago start around 2:30 or whatever.
Hi.
But let's talk about the story of this game so far, Mike. Are we going to be without Ender Inciarte?
Yeah, the ultimate irony, Ender, I think Squidbilly had the numbers, was 6 of his last 8, and then he has, I guess he comes up a little bit limpy on the base pads after a hit earlier today in Chicago. So wouldn't that just be so 2021 for this team, right? You know, we finally get some production out of a guy, let's be honest, who's been kind of the whipping boy. And again, in some cases, deservedly so. I mean, not getting that bunt down was kind of a thing. But according to Dave O'Brien from The Athletic, he's a little banged up. So it looks like that Ender exited with a left hamstring injury. That was the report about an hour ago.
So that's one thing. And guys, all these injuries piling up, okay? I mean, it's one thing that we weren't hitting to begin with. Now, today, again, game is 5-2, bottom of the 8th inning. We'll keep you updated throughout the rest of the show. But it's one thing to say we're not hitting, Mike, but then when you start accumulating injuries, whether it's your pitching staff, or your everyday guys, all that stuff, it starts to wear on a team because you now, or this early in the season, you're trying to still kind of figure it out. Right. We haven't figured it out. The only guy that's figured it out right now is Acuna. He's playing out of his mind. Outside of that, everybody else is searching.
Acuna 1-for-4 with 2 walks today and 2 RBIs. And again, if you didn't see it, Acuna had a two-run double. Travis d'Arnaud also. And, you know, Adrianza, we talked about starting at third. If you missed the beginning of the show or the end of yesterday's show, you know, we're on the air for like a lot of hours during the week. But I said this, and then Buster only brought it up, that like, when does Austin Riley show he deserves to be here? And so he got a day off today at the South Side, and Adrianza at least did respond with a hit and an RBI.
Well, I mean, we said it. He was hitting we're 3 weeks removed from camp now, but he left camp hitting .429, I think the average was at the time. And the thing about Adrianza is he earned his way onto this club. Like, came in as a non-roster invitee. He was the guy, when you watch these baseball movies and they're, like, looking around and you're going, he's not going to make the team. And then he starts raking and everybody's like, wow, this guy can really hit. So I think that element is something that Snit is looking for. This is not going to be an everyday thing. I don't think we won't see Riley in the lineup. Right. But, Mike, he's got to figure it out. And then it becomes how much time? Well, what's the date? If by July, mid-July, things he's still struggling. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Well, you're going to trade him. You're going to package him with some other prospects, and some Braves fans will finally have to get through their heads that not every prospect pans out. And I don't know how many – 3 seasons is enough for me to know if this guy can do it or not. I mean, Dansby may never be a 285 hitter, but, I mean, he certainly, you know, stepped up last season. And, you know, you just – not everybody's going to bat 300. Acuna has been on a tear. And, by the way, just to mention this, I was watching the game earlier. Acuna, if you didn't see it, Carl, he goes from second to score on a Zuna's infield single after Baez feels that he falls down. Acuna is like, remember in the old days you'd see like Ken Griffey Jr. in his prime or like what they said about, I never got to see Willie Mays, but the guy that could go from first to third or take the extra base. How many extra bases has Acuna taken so far this year?
His speed is real. And how he affects the base path mm-hmm. with his speed is real. Very few guys in the major leagues have that ability. And you saw it today, to Mike's point. I'm with you. I think that's something. And by the way, you don't coach that. That's just him and instincts, and right. He's gone. And guess what? You're not going to have a chance to get him if you're second-guessing yourself about throwing the ball to home plate, and he was safe. So let's hear from Dansby Swanson because he got the game-winning hit yesterday. This is kind of what we've been talking about. We want this to be a springboard. You win a game like that, ninth inning, feels good. Okay, we've been struggling a little bit. Can it be a springboard to maybe getting a nice win streak going here?
That was more like vintage Braves for the teams that I've been on. Just really competitive, especially when things seem to not fall our way, which it feels like the whole year has been like that, right? Like it feels like everything has gone not in our direction. So it was more like what I think we're all accustomed to.
I agree.
I mean, vintage Braves as in what, 2019? But anyway, yes, I get it. I mean, a young nucleus of guys that are playing clutch. We're so used to these guys with the late-inning heroics. I think it started the first year they won the division. It's something that's just sort of become part and parcel, Carl, to what the Braves do. And this year to start the season, you know, again, it's this is why you and I always say you got to go all in. You got to grab the brass ring. Everyone assumes, you know, this nucleus is going to – I don't know. I hope we have a 14-year run. But, I mean, the whole adage of, well, gosh, darn it, the ball does bounce funny for everybody. Get them next year. You're never guaranteed that next year. I think we learned that with the Falcons, right?
We did.
I mean, hopefully, and again, the good news is if we win today, we're just 2 games under 500. It's an early start, and eventually Azuna, as we said, will start to rock. Kyle Wright, by the way, today, you see what he did?
Got a nice knock, didn't he?
Kyle Wright hit 4 batters today.
Oh, outside of that. Okay, because I saw him on base. I was watching a little bit.
Oh, no,
so he
yeah.
hit 4 guys?
Yeah, apparently so. So I'm laughing. I'm reading about this, and I'm like, what? But, yeah, man, Kyle Wright, he threw 46 strikes in 76 pitches. He hit 4 guys. I can't remember the last time I've seen that. But good news is the Braves hanging on right now, 5-2 up in Chicago.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929. As we talk about this Braves club.
Chris, why do you say that in my ear? I'm sorry, Carl. You know what Chris just said? What
did he say?
A Minter's in the game.
Thanks
for killing my buzz. I'm in a good mood now. Anyway, go ahead, Carl. Finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, as we talk about this Braves team, and by the way, Chicago, and, you know, I'm not going to slight any competition right now because we've not been great ourselves. But they're not a good team right now. And this is a series and a weekend. We should take advantage of this. Right now we're ahead. Let's hope that stays the case and they get one and maybe two tomorrow, win this series. But this Chicago team is struggling to find themselves, man. They're not doing anything good. As a matter of fact, Buster only mentioned it the other night or the yesterday. So we'll see. By the way, he didn't have a great outing. Matter of fact, let's play Snicker real quick.
And that was a Game of Thrones for those not catching. The Minter is coming. Well, Minter is here. He just walked over there.
AJ Minter's tough start to the season. This is not us. This is Brian Snicker talking about it.
I mean, because he's been so good, you know, from the end of last year, the beginning of this year, you know, his command's off. I mean, he's like missing bad. And you know, I think it's something that can probably be worked out.
Again, we gave him all the credit in the world, Carl, for that gritty effort when we had nobody else to pitch, and he started against the Dodgers, said it yesterday, but he has not been himself this start of the season. He's really struggled. Yeah. Ball, I mean, really hard time locating everything, including, you know, his you name it. He can't locate anything the last couple of days.
That's been the issue. So we'll see what happens with the Braves today and keep an eye out all weekend long. It is.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Oh,
come on, Sid. He's got a hit. He's got a pitch. Okay? It's an easy game. You catch the ball, you field the ball, you throw the ball.
What's our record? 5-8. It's a miracle we're 5-8.
That's not a hard game.
That's Bull Durham. But anyway, Kyle Wright, 4 1/3, did his job well enough. Newcomb had a nice inning. So, I mean, we're scuffling. But, again, guys, it's so early. As Carl said, if you missed our 520 rant, the Braves and the Falcons and the Hawks or whatever your team is, stop with this Atlanta defeatism. You know, I mean, just please. Come on, guys. You're better. Well, maybe you know what, Carl? Maybe they're not better than that. Hey, let's hit the closing bell. See if we made any money today on a Friday. It is brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Go to their website, AllianceTaxSolutions.com, and don't mess with the IRS. Even though you got the extension, guys, if you're like me, you can't be living in fear to go to the mailbox, get the deal done, and settle, and they make it work. Dow Jones up 160, Carl, another record, fourth straight week of gains. S&P 500 up 15, NASDAQ up 13. So green, green, green on Wall Street, and there's your closing bell.
All right, guys, top three at 6 on the way. Injury in the NBA. Everybody's holding their breath right now. It could certainly affect the playoffs. It may affect the championship. We'll tell you about it coming up in the top 3 at 6.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.